From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting the search for the still-missing Malaysian jetliner might soon expand. The search for Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 could soon become larger. Authorities leading the multinational hunt for the missing jetliner are considering doubling the size of the current search zone in the Indian Ocean if nothing is found there soon. Speaking in Kuala Lumpur Thursday, Malaysian Air Transport Minister Liao Chiang Lai said if nothing is found by May, the search area will be expanded in every direction through the end of the year.
The government of Malaysia, Australia, and China, we are committed to the search for MH370. If we cannot locate the aircraft within the 60,000 square kilometer, we'll continue the second phase of another 60,000 square kilometer search.
An aggressive search followed shortly after the aircraft with 239 passengers and crew disappeared from radar last March during a flight from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. South Korea's President Park Geun-hye has vowed to raise the Seoul ferry, agreeing to a key demand of the families of the 304 people who died when that vessel sank last year. The president's comments came in a speech Thursday to mark the one-year anniversary of the sinking of the overloaded Seoul, which capsized during a routine turn off the southwest coast of South Korea. The boat, which was carrying mostly high school students, remained submerged upside down in the same location where it sank, a reminder of one of the country's worst maritime disasters. This is VOA News. The United Nations envoy to Yemen is leaving his post. A spokesman for UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said in a statement Wednesday that envoy Jamal Ben-Omar expressed interest in moving on to another assignment. UN diplomats said Saudi Arabia and other Gulf countries expressed dissatisfaction with Ben-Omar's efforts in peace talks that have so far failed to halt the fighting between Iranian-backed Houthi rebels and the backers of President Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi. Iran has proposed a peace plan to end the conflict in Yemen, but the idea has received little support from regional rivals like Saudi Arabia.
Speaking in Madrid Tuesday, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif strongly criticized Riyadh's actions.
We believe that aerial bombardments are simply not the answer, because there is nothing of military value in Yemen to bombard.
Zarif denied Iran was destabilizing Yemen by backing the Houthis and proposed a four-point peace plan.
I believe there is every reason that if all of us helped, there will be a broad-based, friendly government in Yemen to all its neighbors.
If there is no negotiated settlement, analysts warn sectarian forces from across the region could be drawn into a full-scale civil war. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Russia's President Vladimir Putin has defended his move to approve the delivery of long-range S-300 air defense missile system elements to Iran, saying the 2010 Russian ban was voluntary. Putin said he made the move because Iran has shown a great degree of flexibility and a desire to reach compromise. In a question-and-answer session on Russian television, Putin also said Russia's economic performance has remained strong despite a slump in oil prices and Western sanctions over Moscow's involvement in Ukraine. The Islamic State extremist group launched an offensive Wednesday in Iraq's western Anbar province, capturing three villages near the provincial capital of Ramadi in what was the most significant threat to the city by the Sunni militants to date. The militants' push comes after the Islamic State was dealt a major blow earlier this month when Iraqi troops routed the group from Tikrit, Saddam Hussein's hometown. Wednesday's fighting could also further threaten Ramadi, 115 kilometers west of Baghdad. Nearly a decade ago, Ramadi was one of the strongholds of the insurgency in the U.S.-led war in Iraq. It now is mostly held by Iraqi government forces, although militants control some parts of it, mainly on the outskirts. I'm Ira Melman reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.